where we lived was right on the outskirts, Exhall.
Oh, yeah.
And I was born in near Longford Road. And I suppose, really, the luck came in that we were right on the edge of Coventry. And in fact, I don't remember having gone into Coventry very much, because you've got to get there, and we haven't got a lot of money, so you walked if you could walk, or bicycle, we had bicycles. Mm. And it wasn't a nice sort of thing to do. And because we lived in a village street, then it was a community. I think that's the word I'm looking for. It's a community. And everybody helped everybody in that time, whether it was sharing food because we were still rationed, or whether it was, well, going across with friends, and all of which have gone now. But it was, I think Chris is right, it was a good time for people, or in spite of the massacre and, you know, the soldiers. Had right opposite our house a barrage balloon. Have seen a barrage balloon? Or
are they the ones that sort of floated across the sky?
Yeah.
You still see
it was like sort of like that.
Yes.
And yes, it was like that. With like three fins at the back. And as soon as the air raid sirens went, we all had to run for the shelters. But at the same time, we had to look after the WAFs, that's the Women's Royal Air Force, because they were really fine people, and the best came out of all of them. I hope it did of us too. We really loved the WAFs, my sister and myself. And they would rush around. We had beds in the shelters made out of corrugated iron. My mother made helmets for us to wear, because, you know, to keep any head injuries to a minimum, because the incendiary bombs were falling right across our garden almost. Yeah, it was a pretty amazing experience, really.
It was very scary.
Well, yes, but all I can really remember is laughter. I crept out of the shelter one night, and my father picked me up because I was, you know, being a nuisance. And I wanted to see, and what I saw was Dunlop on fire.
Oh.
So that was something that you've got in your mind, and you never lose things like that. And the girls from the WAFs, each house in this village street, it was really, but it wasn't a village as such. They used to come out, each house had billeted on them, four WAFs, unless there were four of us. That made cold blast almost essential at times. But they were wonderful, and they stayed friends with us until they died.
Oh.
And I literally mean that, you know. Some of them haven't been left us for long. We used to have, if I say parties, it sounds a bit jovial for what I'm actually telling you, the war machine sort of thing. But it was true, there was a good spirit, because we didn't want to be downtrodden.
No.
We really did help other people and share things. Mm-hmm. I know we were allowed to, I'm sure somebody will correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm sure the people were, if they had a pork joint, for example, which was a great luxury, then it was shared. Mm-hmm. Now, I can't see people behaving like that now, but it's strange, but I honestly remember that as a good time. because the people were so different, and they've changed such a lot. And I think it's a shame, because that spirit seems to have gone. Perhaps it's only hiding. It'll come back one day.